Psalm 78, 17 through 31. But they sinned even more against him by rebelling against the Most High in the wilderness, and they tested God in their heart by asking for the food of their fancy. Therefore the Lord heard this and was furious. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel. He also rained meat on them like the dust, feathered fowl like the sand of the seas. So they ate and were well filled, for he gave them their own desire. They were not deprived of their craving, but while their food was still in their mouth, the wrath of God came against them and slew the stoutest of them and struck down the choice men of Israel. This Psalm 88 begins with the words of the teaching of Asaph. Pay attention, my nation, to my teaching and incline your ear to my sayings. This is a very unique form when God begins a psalm without a rhythm. What is the teaching of Asaph? In Israel, they sang psalms in the form of a teaching. An author inspired by the Holy Spirit did not pursue the goal of passing this information on in beautiful rhythms, but in the correct truth or the accurate truth. Many of the psalms that Apostle Arkady corrected that for thousands of years the devil he twisted them, he perverted these songs so that they were stating things that were not according to scripture. And there are songs that Pastor had corrected so that it's according to the truth, and sometimes it's not exactly per rhythm, but they are accurate, they are correct, so that our words, our songs, our prayers, we no longer state words that would kill us and would state words that would give us life. And so this is required that all churches that are included in the Church Immovable Foundation sing psalms that Apostle Arkady gave us. And no one would say, well, I want to change this and this here because I wanted to have a better rhythm. And so people would approach Pastor and ask him, can I change this word or this? And he would say, no, leave it there. It's from the Bible. It is the same thing here, Psalm 78. This is a psalm sung in the temple. They sung it in the tabernacle of David, because in the tabernacle of Moses you could not sing. There it was, you needed to stay silent. God did not want to hear anything in the tabernacle of Moses. God did not want to hear anyone there. In the tabernacle of David or in the temple, you can sing. And so they sang these songs that David passed on to them, and they first sang these songs, these psalms, in the tabernacle of David, and they had their times, the groups which would change out, and so there was psalms being sung 24 hours a day. And so here we see the teaching of Asaph. Let's see what he wrote. He wrote that Israel demanded food for their own fancy, as it says. And the Lord was furious, so a fire was kindled against Jacob. And it says that the food was in their mouth, but the wrath of God already came against them. The sin of the Israelites in the wilderness, Apostle Arkady writes, with which they irritated God and prompted the wrath of God upon them, this sin was their personal desires, which they preferred over or instead of the desires of God. When our desires, which themselves may not be sinful and legitimate, are preferred over the desires of God, and our desires are listed first upon the list of priorities, they are immediately transformed into sinful desires, due to which they become whims and prompt the wrath of God. We need to ask a real question. What do we do so that our legitimate desires not be transformed into whims that would irritate God and would bring about his wrath? Pastor answers this question so that our legitimate desires, which by themselves are the promises of God, are not turned into and are not transformed into whims, which would irritate God and prompt his wrath, but would do the opposite, would serve as a blessing in our life, as it is written, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. And to fulfill his promise, God established one unquestionable and unchanging rule, demonstrated in honoring God by giving him our tithes and our first fruits. The first fruits are of the first fruit, as it is, just as it sounds. According to Scripture, Pastor Arkady writes, tithes are always a first fruit and offerings. The first fruits and offerings, which indicates the fact that of all that we obtain and what becomes our possession, we need to honor God first in the form of his delegated authority, or in the face of his delegated authority. Ezekiel 44:30, the best of all first fruits of any kind and every sacrifice of any kind from all your sacrifices shall be the priest's. Also you shall give to the priest the first of your ground meal to cause a blessing to rest on your house. As we can see, by the means of tithes, or the first fruits, or the first fruits, we could place our desires upon our list of priorities second. We need to utilize this blessing, this promise, honor this command of tithes and offerings, which will bring a blessing upon our house, so that the promises that are in our life not irritate God instead, but would bless us. We will sing a psalm, and I want to repeat a blessing that Patriarch Jacob blessed Joseph, his son Joseph, with. May the Lord bless you with the blessings of heaven above and the blessings of those that are down below. A very interesting blessing, the ones that are from down below. I would like to ask, does anyone want to go down below? You'll say, of course not. I just want the blessings, but I don't want to be down below myself. God gave two unique forms of blessing that are from above, an arrow above, and the blessing that is down below, and the arrow going down. In our interest, it is in our interest that the arrow that goes down would be redirected to heaven, and never use our position in the church and the blessing that God gives to fill your own wallet. This is an absolute arrow to hell. This is eternal death. You need to use what God has blessed us with to reorient, redirect this arrow that's going down to heaven. And we will be doing this right now, so that that blessing that God has blessed us with, materialistically, perishable blessings, physical blessings, this is the blessings that are down beneath or down below that it refers to. And we will redirect it to heaven by participating in the service of tithes and offerings. You proclaim before God that what he has blessed you with, you bring to him, and you'll never use your position in the church or blessings God gives you and the goals that God has given, and you will never achieve them in illegal or unlawful ways, because that will then yield hell. It will never be accepted by God. Let us stand up and sing a psalm to God and thank him for this great mercy. Больше, чем Please stretch out your right hand and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple, so you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give for uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I'm glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May be blessed. Please be seated.